Earth Day is coming up on Saturday, and the folks at Google are unveiling an enhanced Google Earth to help us understand our planet a little better. Joining us is Daniel Seberg, Google technology expert. Thanks for joining us again, Daniel.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Fred.
Well, tell us what Google's doing here.
So Google Earth, as people are probably familiar with, has been around since 2005, hard to believe. But what we're launching today is the opportunity to experience all of that imagery and all of those places around the world through your browser. So in the past, a lot of this has been locked away through a program you had to download, a client, or a mobile app. But today, by going to your Chrome browser and typing in earth.google.com, you can see all of this imagery, and we've enhanced all of that with an opportunity to learn more, to not only discover these places around the world, but also to get a better understanding of different points of interest, how the planet has been changing. We've partnered with a number of different organizations like the BBC, NASA, the Jane Goodall Institute, Sesame Street, to really make this an educational experience as well as an immersive one. And it's the kind of thing where I guess the distinction might be, if Google Maps is about helping you find your way, then Google Earth is about helping you get lost and just discovering our amazing planet in ways that you haven't seen it before.
I can't tell you how much time I've spent. If people don't know what Google Earth is all about, you have this image of the globe and you can zoom in, zoom out, and really find a lot of fascinating things. And now you're saying even more. Tell me a little bit about the partnerships that you have there. It's interesting. BBC, as folks may know, is the creator, I think, of the Planet Earth television series.
That's right. So we're working with that team. It's something within the new Earth called Voyager. And if you go to that, it's one of the icons on the left. It looks like sort of the part of a ship where you're able to navigate. And what we've got through Voyager is content that has been curated, and it's with these partners, as you say, the BBC, NASA. NASA has a really fun one where you can actually see letters on the planet as seen from space. So it's sort of the alphabet on the planet. So satellite imagery where you might see the letter K or the letter L all over the planet as seen through satellite imagery. With Sesame Street, there are examples like working with the showing girl Muppets in different places around the world and them giving you sort of this tour of what, you know, different places are like around the world, because the Muppets characters are different in different parts of the world depending on where the show is seen. So just some fun ways to think about seeing the Earth and you know, learning more through this content in ways that maybe people haven't done before.
You also have something that you're calling Expeditions.
Yeah, so Expeditions is something that has been around for a little while now. The Expeditions team has actually brought more than 2 million children around the world on these virtual field trips, if you will, and it's an opportunity for educators, teachers to collectively give students a tour. So if you wanted to fly through your magic carpet, if you will, to the Taj Mahal and see that in this very photorealistic way, but also learn more about the history of it, the points of interest. You know, you can do this through Expeditions, iOS and Android apps. So this is something that teachers and educators can check out, or anybody for that matter. But it is one way to navigate all of this content. But you can also just do it on your own and do kind of a self-guided tour. You know, one of the other fun features is something called I'm Feeling Lucky. So it's a little die or a dice on the left of the screen. By tapping on that, it will randomly take you to one of 20,000 different places around the world. These are sort of off the beaten track, not sort of taking you to major cities or something, but you know, seeing the cherry blossoms in Japan, or a river in Thailand, or you know, a mountaintop in Africa. And so really kind of give you this, kind of break you out of places that are maybe familiar, because I think for a lot of us, Google Earth is zooming into our house and then we wonder what else we can do with it. So we wanted to provide a lot more knowledge and opportunity to learn as well.
People can also use Google in a number of ways, I suppose, to tie into Earth Day, learn more about it, and find out about different events.
That's right. Earth Day being this Saturday, and you know, there are ways to use Google Assistant, which is our voice technology, to you know, either through your smartphone or through Google Home, to ask about facts and more data around Earth Day specifically. I think we've even got some animal jokes that you can ask about. So you can say, "Okay, Google, tell me an animal joke." But there are lots of ways that you can learn more about Earth Day specifically. And of course, you know, the content and the opportunity to see, you know, all of this imagery is a way for to generate awareness of our fragile planet and how we're all very interconnected in many ways.
And with the new Google Earth capability straight from the browser, both desktop and mobile?
So desktop and mobile, Chrome for desktop for now, although there are more browsers coming. So Safari, Firefox, IE, and others are coming. And on mobile, it's Android for now, but iOS is on the way. And so we want as many people to be able to experience this as possible.
And just a brief description of how Google was able to create Google Earth, to create that kind of imagery and capability.
Yeah, it's, I mean, there's an amazing team responsible for the technology that's involved with Google Earth, and it's everything from our working with our satellite partners, satellite data, and integrating that, aerial imagery, so literally planes with very specific cameras, high-res cameras flying over different parts of the world, capturing that, processing it, adding that into Google Earth, all of the content from our partners that are included in that through Voyager. You know, this is a coordinated team effort to get all of this information together, and it's really like building a mirror or a reflection of our world as realistic as we possibly can make it. So you can explore these places. You know, some of us are sometimes lucky to go to these places, but for many of us, it's not possible to go somewhere like the Galapagos Islands or the Maldives or, you know, the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. And, you know, this is a way for people to do that virtually just from wherever they are.
Exciting and appropriate for Earth Day. Again, it's google.com/earth, right?
Yes, yep, or earth.google.com, or you can just search for Google Earth.
Daniel Seaberg, thanks for taking the time with us.
My pleasure. Thanks, Fred.
Now this. We've been telling you about the great products and great people at Sea Crane for years, and the lineup just keeps getting better. The CC Wi-Fi radio is a personal favorite that lets you tune in to radio stations from all around the world via the Internet. More than 16,000 in all. When the weather turns nasty, the CC Lantern will light the way with LED bulbs and never run out of power. You can charge it up from any USB source or the 12-volt socket in your car, or you can simply grab the hand crank on top and wind. Need an even more powerful solution? The CC LED Spot XB runs on standard batteries and puts out nearly the equivalent of a 100-watt light bulb. You'll find those bright ideas and a lot more to like by clicking on the link to Sea Crane at textination.com. Put in the code TEXTINATION for a free flashlight with your order. Sea Crane, they've been making customers loyal for decades.